Firstly, I can confirm to the committee that the Ministry of Finance does not execute the budget of any institution. So, obviously, it does not execute the budget of the National Human Rights Commission. The latter is an independent entity and executes its budget on the basis of its own planning, which is submitted to the Ministry of Finance, and it's on that basis that the budget is allocated. Just to compare to previous years, the National Congress has approved gradual increases in the budget to Kanadi between 2022 and 2024. If you look at the national state budget for 2022, the budget was 83.4 million lempiras. In 2023, it rose to 111 million lempiras, 400,000. In 2024, it rose to 115 million lempiras, 400,000, 115.4 million. So we can see that the budget has gradually increased between 2022 and 2024. It is CONADE, the commission, which executes its budget and not the Ministry of Finance. There is a constitutional principle to have one treasury for the whole republic. So a national budget is drawn up, it is allocated by the Ministry of Finance, but it is not executed by the Ministry of Finance. It's up to each institution within the state to execute its own budget. The budget required for building shelters on the basis of the adoption of the act by the National Congress is 50 million lempiras. This has been allocated to the Ministry of Women so that these shelters can be built in various municipalities. The first one will be in the central district of Tegucigalpa. A land piece of land has already been identified and donated.
Para ampliar las respuestas respecto a las.
Now, in order to give you further information on the questions asked, I will give the floor to the representative of the National Congress. I'd like to follow up on what the Minister for Human Rights was saying about the budget for the shelters in the law. So I'd like to inform the committee